Y'all ready? Hey man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We're doing a very special segment, one of my favorite segments. We have one of our favorite people in the world. One of the dopest printers, designers, entrepreneurs, hustlers, project survivalists. See, I'm just making that shit. Now this is our Black Business Expo. What's up, lady?
What's up, King? You got it?
I'm gonna show y'all how to pronounce her name. Shirt on, right?
Uh-huh. See, like, how did you remember that?
Yeah, because if you take your shirt off and put it back on, you'll have a shirt on. What's going on, girl?
You got it, you got it. I'm just...
How you making it in this cold world?
Let me tell you, surviving the way I always have, you know? Mm-hmm. As people of color, we used to having to survive all type of shit, so the pandemic just...
That term always threw me off, when they say people of color. Like, what the hell does... Like, I always think of shit like literally, when they be like people of color, that means they was of
the
color one time and then they left.
Yeah. Well, we was of one color
even,
at one time, and then
I don't
we
even
left,
give them no
and then
credit.
It became
I just say
other
black.
Colors.
I'm not trying to figure out what kind of black you are. Then you just you
Fair
black.
Enough.
If you want to be
black.
Over here with the people of color, you got to be black. People of color is a pseudo name.
It's a pseudo name.
It's black. Everything black.
That's all things black.
That's the hardest lesson that all these people who come to America have to learn. You are not white, so you a nigga. See how quiet shit got?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a big hat to wear. Being a nigga is too much responsibility for the average human.
I will plead the fifth on that.
I know you did. Chicago. Chicago, everybody in the game. Man, I was leaving church with my great aunt. She saw some lady she ain't know. Where y'all from, Joe?
Y'all
I was
from,
like,
Joe?
whoa.
It ain't real until you said
she
Joe.
She lifted up her church dress and was like, on four them. I was like, auntie, I didn't even know you knew folk now.
Oh, God. Let me tell you, it'll come out you the classiest of individuals
you
at some point.
You know what I love to hear people from Chicago say is
what?
When they getting pissed off?
What?
You bogus as hell,
you
Joe.
Bogus as hell. Yo. Let me tell you, when you get around somebody from the crib, like all the slang come out. Before you know it, you... Joe, Flo, Stowe, we just be dropping all type of letters out of our words.
And Kai. I don't know why.
Doll.
Yeah, we just had Mon Shumpin' in here. He was rapping Chicago hard.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Listen, once you down with the Shy, that's it, that's all. It's just like gang culture, okay? You in or you out, okay? You getting jumped out if you want to leave.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question.
Yep,
what makes black people move to Atlanta and start all these businesses?
Well, me specifically, I moved here for college. Clark Atlanta University, stand up, CAU. Okay, all right. Okay, we in the building.
I rode through there a few times.
You rode through there. Listen, it was so many guys out there with backpacks that never went to class. It's cool. We're used to that. That's a part of the culture.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? It's part of the culture. I think that, but what happens once you come here, you realize that there's so much love for black people. And specifically, depending on where you came from. So, like, when I lived in Chicago, if somebody had a nice car, I automatically associated that with a drug dealer. Because that's what I knew.
So traumatized.
She'd been through it. Mm. And then she got here, and I remember calling my mom, like, it's so many drug dealers. Because you're seeing all of these brothers and queens out here riding fly, you know, doing their thing or whatever.
Living great.
Honestly, okay, like, so that in itself, and then just culturally, when black people in Atlanta come together, you meet somebody for the first time, they introducing you to somebody else, like they've known you for years, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I always say the gift and the curse of Atlanta is that everybody got a business card. So you got to know how to filter through it.
Yeah. I'm talking about literally.
Literally. Which is great for me in the print business, but needless
the nigga
to
at
say,
the Waffle House told me he do real estate. I promise this ain't no bullshit. I don't just
he
be
could.
Making up shit.
It's all type of shit
like,
for sale.
Fuck with me on them
homes,
houses.
I'm tiny like, homes. What? You know what I'm saying? know, don't knock that brother hustle.
He I ain't never knocked nobody
you
hustle.
You know what I'm saying? We quarantined. We at the in crib. Atlanta. Folks is watching HGTV, all type of shit. He's inspired.
I've seen people literally just create a hustle out of thin air. I remember the bathroom man at the club.
Facts.
Biggest hustler in Atlanta.
Yes.
It was this one nigga. He had leather jackets and everything. Like, they was hung up in T-shirts, Obama.
In the club?
In the club. And he just had the portable DVD player, had a stack of porno movies.
What?
Nigga was hustling. Like,
what club you was at?
Nigga was hustling. Phone chargers.
All that. Yeah. All that.
The little cheap earbuds. This nigga was on it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Buddy.
Real life, though, that's black excellence, though. We always make a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's so much of how we get to this point.
Yeah.
That we made a way. You saw an opportunity, you made a way, and look where it took you. And so,
yeah.
Look, shit, in real life, we all the hustle man and woman
right.
that was in the bathroom to some extent.
Yeah.
Shit,
one of them
got a convenience store by now.
Somebody, at least one.
At least one of them.
Or a fucking thrift shop
yeah,
or something.
Some.
So tell me how you got in the printing business.
Well, it started off really.
First, give me the name.
Yes. Right? How we get this far?
Because we're just chilling and vibing. That's the trap
Facts.
Atmosphere. Look at Marvin Gaye. He like, these motherfuckers chilling too hard. They ain't asking the important shit.
Hey, right. Ain't covering the most important. So the name of my company is She Prints It.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a promotional products agency that focuses on branding
right.
and helping people really stand out from the pack. You know, our goal is to make sure our customers can play in the sandbox with the big boys, but still have that small, unique appeal. But I definitely didn't start off with that idea. Like, I just wanted to make some dope shirts.
Right.
And this was well before, like, all these drop ship companies and all that shit where you ain't got to have no inventory or whatever. I just had a vision, and I'm going to printers, and they like, you ain't got enough money. But I knew what I wanted to do was dope. So I realized if it didn't exist, I had to create it. Mm-hmm. Very much so like the bathroom guy, right?
Right.
He was like, y'all asking for gum. Ain't nobody in here with no gum. And so in that process, you know, I just really focused in on mastering my craft. Like,
right.
I didn't want to just be the person that can print some random shit. Like, I wanted to make sure my clients would have something that was dope, that spoke to who they were. You know, much like the first thing I peeped about you was your shirt when you walked in. It was a message. It stood out. It spoke or speaks to who you are.
Yep.
So I wanted to make sure.
Back.
That's right.
It's wrong. You fucked my word up.
So I wanted to make sure everybody could do that. Everybody that wanted to build a business could operate in excellence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it
I'm
started
there. I'm
going
to definitely order some stuff from you, but it's going to be vulgar.
Listen.
I feel like we have a personal rapport, and now I can have somebody really create the type of vulgar shit that I want. Because
okay.
I got messages that need to be
said. That
seen.
Need to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one shirt that I want done, but it's... Didn't nobody want to print it because it got curse word in it. I want one that says, I'm like eyebrows. Bitches need me. But see,
listen,
people so triggered by the word bitches. And that's not even a gender specific. It's a life metaphor.
Hey, everybody
saying
need eyebrows.
That I'm important.
Yes, everybody
yeah.
need eyebrows.
And you know how important eyebrows are.
Eyebrows are important as hell.
Yeah.
I receive that. Listen, as long as, you know, I won't say that I'll print anything because I definitely have standards.
I know it's going to be
KKK
a little...
The KKK ain't going to get no printing out of me.
Right.
But for sure, you know, at the end of the day, you building, you creating, and you trying to leave something behind, create a legacy, and give an example for people that's coming behind you. So if we
right.
can support that, absolutely.
Support that.
And again, it should be all black or what?
Take it back.
Facts.
Yeah, I see you got the black woman nutrition facts.
That's right. So this
I didn't
is,
even know black women were nutritious.
First of all, the most nutritious. You see that? Zero calories.
I don't believe
you
that.
Ain't gonna lose. You ain't gonna gain no weight. Okay.
I definitely. I know
no
so
weight.
Many niggas that got fat dealing with black women. So I definitely don't believe that part.
Listen, you don't know. Don't knock it till you try.
Do you have any favorite products right now that you're selling that's doing pretty well?
Absolutely. I mean, naturally. So in talking about my business, there's side hustles that I've been able to expand on.
Tell me some of the things you sell.
Absolutely. So under the She Printed umbrella, which is the primary business, the parent company, we literally do almost everything that you can think of that supports your business. So we do signage, we do graphic design services, we do print on all promotional products, so water bottles, mugs, key rings, bottle openers, towels, pillows, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you need, flyers, business cards. It's really, we really created a one-stop shop.
I'm about to put you up on some game.
Okay, put me up.
Stripper towels.
Stripper towels. Okay.
You know them towels, they come out and before they start dancing, like, shh, shh, shh. Clean the pole up.
You know what? I got some towels in there to give away to y'all. Let's see if that stripper towel appropriate. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Definitely.
I don't think I've ever been in a stripper.
We got a box of shit.
Well, that's a box of goodies for everybody, but I got a box of goodies.
Fuck them. They didn't sit here and ask you shit.
Yeah, that one specifically.
Fuck y'all. I might give y'all some of this shit. I'm going to get you to tell me about a few of these things. Okay.
So those are just some goodie bags for the people.
Oh, so, okay. Tell me about these red bags. Are these not?
Dry cut bags, great for a retail product.
Okay. All right. Oh, 85 South Joe Bottle Opens.
Yeah.
Where everybody gonna be asking about these. Got to get New Face one. New Face, you can get one of these. Because I know it'll be preserved in history.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, New Face. Shout out to New Face. That's the homie.
We got bottle openers, everyone. Get this one to Joe. Joe drinks a lot of beer. Exotic beers. Not just like alcoholic beers like Budweiser and shit. He like Fat Tires and them shits you have to have an orange to drink and shit. You know those Belgian beers that frat guys at parties drink. We got some coffee mugs.
Yes. Yeah, so
her story starts here.
Uh-huh.
Cat be up early on the radio. He'll probably be using most of these. This mine, because, you know, this shit is beautiful. We got a water bottle.
Yours is special
I'm
made.
I'm stealing out this bottle.
You're not stealing out that bottle.
That's what I do. Okay. Oh, here go the stripper towels.
There go
stripper towels!
Oh, it's more like a fat dude towel.
I'm going to change the name of them. That's fat dude towel.
This is a fat dude towel.
It's a fat man towel. That's what you should come out
That's
to.
That's what I should call that
An
one.
Exclusive line. Big
exclusive
dude towel. You see how
it's done. On the backside, you got that material. Yeah, uh-huh. To lock it in.
And
to
you
lock
see how
in the moisture.
The towel didn't, it's not a bunch of little right. things on it.
Right. Because it got the grip on the back so it can hold still.
Don't sweat. He's here to bring your vision to life. Hold on. This one, a fat dude, they heard you. He heard you had towels.
He heard I had towels.
What up, Fly? Man, we up in here working. What's going on? Yeah, we got it. Shit, I thought y'all was coming together. Okay, let me hit you right back. Bet. What happened? Sit it right there. Okay, hold on. Now back to the fat dude towel.
Okay.
All right, yeah, but I think that'll definitely go for the bigger man who cooks ribs for the family. Now tell me what we got right here.
Hand sanitizer.
Damn, I was hoping it was a curl activator. For some reason, I'm like, oh, she bringing back curl activator. I see you got a lot of products, man, and they really dope. Like,
Thank
this is
you.
Probably my favorite piece because I just love tumblers and shit like
yeah.
that. And you said these masks are doing really well right now.
Absolutely.
I see why. They made out of panty material. That shit's soft. But you remember when women used to wear panties?
They
don't even wear panties no more. Man, they ain't wearing boxing briefs and every damn thing now. I remember panties. These remind me of panties.
Oh, God.
I definitely want you to make me some of these on the panty material.
I got my own mask,
but I don't have no panty material.
You don't have panty material.
Yeah, I see why you said this is for the group, because you made sure you packed it up nice.
I did.
You got some nice goodies in here for the squad. And
I want everybody to feel the love.
Nice thank you card when you make a purchase from Cheap Prince. Give you a special coupon code and things of that nature. Sit this right over
That's
here.
That's for our retail line. Yep.
And if there's anything else in that box that you need me to highlight,
no,
you say
that's
that. Now I'm in my box.
Now get to yours.
Should have brought. I got my knife. This would be a good time to use my knife.
There you go. Justifiable reason. Boom. Easy pop.
Okay.
So this gives you a little bit of what I like to say, best of all worlds. So our primary company is a print company. And so, of course, we made you some customized 85 South water tumblers to show some love.
I love that.
And then I'm just highlighting with our brand, showing you how to rep us.
This shit's so
dope. Custom mugs.
Look at this. This shit is dope as hell.
I like all the oohs and the ahs.
Yeah.
So we just want you to see a little bit of what we can do for you. We do consulting, so we sit down with our clients to discuss who's their target audience and how we can help them. But we also have a retail line, so the hoodie in there for you is from our retail line. That's our catalog. So there's just some of the highlights of the stuff that we can do. That's just a snippet of what we can offer you. Okay. We want you to be able to think outside the box. You can do earbuds.
I'm so black. I'm going to find what I want to hear. Then I'm just going to call you and tell you.
And tell us, and we're going to do all the rest of the work.
You see, that's black people. I could have easily placed the order here.
Listen.
But no, I got to call
you. We used to that, though.
No. Go to page 84. I want that. You like the shot glass that's here. But put my grandma picture on. You're so professional. I'm calling you for the most ghetto shit, though.
Okay. I receive it.
I definitely need some of these water pistols.
The water guns are so dope. Like, I've been dying for a client to just have a full-on water gun fight and get custom water guns.
Oh my God, I feel like we didn't expand enough on this interview. You really have a catalog of 100 pages of things that you of products that
can
you
do. You know, we're more focused on the business to business. So we got all love for the family reunions and the small things, and we can do that too. But we're a bulk printing company. We've had the pleasure to work with the likes of Coca-Cola and Southern Company and, you know, some of the bigger brands. But we still got all the love for the small businesses and supporting them as they build as well.
Hell yeah. And you have some really dope products. It's not cheap shit.
No.
Actually, I'm impressed. I can't wait to order some.
I can't wait for you to order.
Let me get my hoodie out. Oh, and it's a flex, too.
False mode.
Black man, distinguished, dapper, elegant, melanated, unapologetic. Fuck y'all. Ooh, add the fuck y'all again to mine. You know, I'm still.
That's where the customization comes in.
Yeah, I'm so raw. But yes. Oh, we really thank you for blessing us with this dopeness.
Yeah, and thanks for
shit,
having
we
us.
Have so many things that we're doing. We got candles, and you see how we getting down.
We see.
We would love to accessorize and really support this business. It's got to be somewhere that we can goddamn get some of that dope shit out that catalog.
Hello.
Out that catalog.
So let's
tell them. Tell them where they can find you.
Absolutely. You can follow us on Instagram or all social medias under She Prints It. If you want that dope hoodie that he got or that I have, we also have a retail line, which is shewear.club. But all of that can be found on sheprintsit.com.
So they can definitely get like your custom stuff, like the black woman hoodie and the black man stuff. They can actually go.
Yeah, we have a whole retail line.
Because that's big right now. I wear a lot of black t-shirts on the show, and people always ask me, when you get that?
Absolutely.
But you know how it is once you like, when you're shopping with different vendors, they don't want to
tell
somebody
they don't want. So, absolutely.
So I
definitely
want you to make sure you plug the
for
black
sure.
stuff.
Yeah, it's when you go to sheprintsit.com, and you'll see a drop down for stores, go to retail, you'll see all of our top sellers are dipped in melanin, It's our number one selling design. These are all designs that we created and trademarked, which is a whole nother conversation.
Yes, that's the worst. That
man,
process,
that intellectual
spending
property.
All that money, and then you and have then to wait.
You got 9 months.
It's
a
like
year,
you spend the money, like, and then you wait. You're like, oh, just give them my shit,
man. And it's a waiting process, and all of the spam mail that you
and
get.
And they always
in between,
call you to ask you for something
for
crazy.
Something
do you have a light bill? That you took a picture of that was next to your original idea.
They called and say, the guy called, he was like, do you have a specimen? I was like, what is you talking about, a specimen?
And then they get frustrated and they was like, well, just send us the oldest thing you have that can prove that you own this.
It's yours, right. Absolutely. But, you know, we got to go through that process. And again, you know, that's a conversation for another day. Yeah. But that's so important in business, and black business in particular. Like, right. Protect your intellectual property,
right.
And most importantly, respect
people's
intellectual property, yeah. Yo. Like, we put time and money into that.
I don't think a lot of black businesses understand that it's like going through that, setting up,
yeah.
Getting your paperwork and your business part straight, like the long run.
The long run.
And it seems like as soon as you get that part in place, you go from the struggle, the $50 days,
yeah.
To now you're actually rolling because
absolutely.
They're going through the proper channels and your money, yep. Can get to you faster.
Exactly. But you have to be patient with the process. You
right.
Know, everything is a process. Like, you pregnant for 9-10 months. Like, everything is a process.
Right.
So building a business is a process.
Right.
Nobody that we've seen blow up or glow up or whatever the term would
right.
be, it didn't happen overnight, you know.
But that's what I'll be trying to tell people, like, get your shit together so when it does happen overnight.
Boom.
Because all it takes is that one day
that
to change your whole projection.
Yep.
It's like, when people do find out and you
absolutely.
Wake up that next morning and your phone is blowing up, you're like, where
yeah,
the fuck
what
all
just,
these orders
exactly.
coming from? Who posted my shit? And
yes.
You never know. You need to be ready for
you
that.
You gotta be ready.
You don't wanna fucking have that $1 million day and you don't have
and,
shit.
And can't bust a move. We had
exactly.
that same blessing, Selena Johnson. Shout out to her from The Shy as well.
Exactly.
She rocked our
sang
sweater.
Good singing ass.
Yes, yeah,
I feel like that
ass.
Gotta be said every time her name is
man.
Her old good singing ass.
You should. I think you should say it every time. It should just go with her name. Maybe it should be her middle name.
Selena Johnson.
Good singing ass. But
if
that,
she ever do an album called
Good Singing Ass, you want some credit?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Show me.
Nothing. Okay.
If you know
I thought
her,
you was finna say you finna trademark it.
No, if you know her. You can tell her
just
she can.
Tell her she can have that.
Selena Johnson.
Yeah.
Good singing ass.
I'll make sure
I
to let her
be
know
the
that.
Tour manager. That's all
that's
I want.
That's all you want.
That's it.
Gotta stay ready. You gotta stay ready for the
and even
that,
I need to be an agent. I go right
you
in there, right in me.
Agent.
You want to book Selena Johnson? Good singing ass? Changes the conversation.
All day long.
Exactly.
Just the energy, but you gotta do it like that, the lean in and everything, or it don't work.
Right. Finish telling me the story. I didn't want to cut. Think I cut you off because I
no
love
big... Listen, because she is a good singing ass. But to that point, you know, she when you say stay ready, because we had the pleasure of just sharing space with her, like
right.
what you're doing. We were at a women's expo. She had a booth right across from ours. She came, showed love, bought some products, her and her producers. And she rocked our hoodie on the Breakfast Club. And I was just like, why is all these orders coming in? Like, what happened, you know? But that speaks to the mood and the energy of even what's happening here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, just spreading that love. Because within our community, we are so excited to say we got Red Bottoms or whatever other brand. We don't get a nickel for it. And then a black business say, yo, can you promote my brand? And we like, well, my promotion fee is this. And you gotta email this person and woo, woo. And I'm just saying, match that same energy in your community that you do outside of your community.
That's it.
Real
so look,
easy.
I know you're a successful black woman and you had a very interesting love story. And I want the black women that watch this show to hear it.
Okay.
Because you always hear successful black women say, men are intimidated by my success, which is bullshit. If you're a successful black woman, go
right.
and find a nigga you want, because he
yeah.
probably not successful. You all got all this money, you could change a nigga whole life. Change a nigga, just buy the nigga you want. Trust, I don't care what you look like or how you think you look. Self-esteem could be in the streets. The nigga you want is affordable. You got all this extra income.
He's affordable.
No, you could literally buy the nigga you want with your successful ass. Buy that nigga a truck. What is it to you, big balling ass? show up with a new truck and be like, you know I like you. You know I like you too. Scoot over. Scoot over.
You a mess.
Yes, we do not mind. Men do not mind being treated like whores.
Like.
Give us things and take our dick. Yes, buy us stuff too. You think a nigga got 100-pound Jordan. He want the ones coming out Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Buy a nigga something sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'm just saying. So I wanted you to make sure you leave us with that little
Well, you know, I didn't buy my nigga a truck. You know, we glowed up together.
That's definitely a part of my story on a Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Any Wednesday.
Just don't even
make it special.
A Wednesday.
Just a random ass day. Buy that nigga a truck. Even if he got a truck, I swear you're going to cry.
You're going to cry.
Something about men and trucks and somebody else buying it. It just hit different.
That's the emotional trigger.
Yeah.
You've been giving me all the secrets.
Before you go to bed, like, you know how you be laying in bed talking shit for you. Uh-huh. You're like, babe, what kind of truck you like? I don't know. I don't fuck with them Dodgers. I bet you that conversation is longer than you think it is.
I'm going to try it.
Just ask, I am going to try it.
What
kind of truck you like?
I'm going to try it. I look forward to that. Well, me and my husband, we met on a blind date.
That's why I wanted you to tell it. Yeah. The success rate of that.
It's like slim to none.
Right.
Right. And
look at Marvin Gaye. Blind
date. He's like lying at. For real, Marvin. For real. Yeah, it was a blind date. My god sister was really desperate to hook me up with somebody, and I was just trying to live my best life.
She was sick of your ass.
She was sick of me coming over eating her food, I guess. And she was like, you need somebody to take care of your ass because I'm tired of it, which is fine. So she hooked me up with some, you know, a friend of a friend, you know, a whole bunch of long lines of people. And he called. I missed the call. I called him back. I listened to the voicemail. And he was like, yeah, Shawty, you miss it. I was like, nope. I was like, hung up. I'm a Chi-Town girl, all this Southern. I couldn't understand what he was saying on the voicemail. So I was like, this ain't going to work. And this was back when, you remember when cell phones, like they used to allow for the other call coming in to just automatically come in on your ass.
Right, you know what I mean?
So I'm on the phone with my god sister. And I was like, man, he calling now. And I don't want to talk to him. So she hung up because she knew her hanging up would automatically answer his call. And we talked, and I was like, well, I'm on lunch. I'll hit you back. Long or the short of it, I called him that night. We talked for like 5 or 6 hours.
Back when niggas was on the phone.
Back on the phone all night. Like, you go to sleep. No, you go, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not sleepy. And we met up at Perimeter Mall.
Hold on. Let me stop you right here. Niggas, don't ever give up.
Don't ever give up.
You see how that nigga was out of there? I don't want to talk. And then he got in there and then kept on the phone for 6 hours.
Facts.
Niggas got to step their listening game. You can listen your way up onto what you want. That's a whole nother episode.
Let me tell you, but he finessed me so smooth, right? Because I was definitely one of those women back then that just had all these criteria. You got to be 6 feet. You got to be, you know, dark skin, and you got all this stuff or whatever. So I would ask, I said, so how tall are you? He was like, short. I was like, well, what's that mean? I said, what's your ID say? He's like, short. You know, just like messing with me. I was like, okay, well, you light skin, dark skin? He's like, you know, I'm black. You know, but in the midst.
I ain't never met this nigga. I already like him.
Yeah. But in the midst of that, it's like he was like sliding me off on that, but he was stimulating my mind at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the conversation kept going. And so by the time we met at the mall, he let me get out my car first to make sure I was cool. And then we got to the mall, you know, walking around Perimeter. We was young, 24, 25 years old. And he's like, you know, you want anything? Now, he probably couldn't afford to buy me anything. But he was all in the mall like, you want something? You want anything? I said, this little light-skinned cake and ass nigga. I was with it. And, you know, what is it, 15-plus years later, 2 kids, house and a dog, white picket fence, all that good stuff. And I'm here because of him, because he holds me down. Like I'm traveling the world trying
to teach
people. I like
this nigga,
bro.
It's just
about my brand.
Because
you
never hear about a nigga being good in these.
Yes.
Man, bring him.
Bring him.
Tell that nigga he can come on this bitch too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here. Now when we come pulling up.
Ain't no, I ain't say me. I told
him. Oh, I can't go back.
Nah, fuck that. I had you already.
You heard me.
He's gonna get his own episode. Then y'all can come together. Like, nigga, how did you get this cold?
How did you get
this? Because you
cold?
Was out of there. Did you know you was out of there? He was like, yeah, that's why I kept on the phone, girl. Know. Change the mind. Change the mind. Keep listening.
Change
you
the
gotta
mind.
Be
change the world.
Conversation is
conversation. He mastered it. He need to write a book about it all day long.
Right.
But he holds it down. You know, we got two little ones, and he makes sure they good. Entrepreneurship ain't no joke.
Right,
so I'm always gone.
Or kids, mom, let me get that wing.
Right. My daughter, because my daughter would be looking at me like, what is that?
I forgot you, them kids.
I'm just going. It's just incense, baby. It was incense. Yeah. They had incense there.
Shit, we gotta do better.
Sage. it's just a little sage. That's all it was.
Like go home and eat all.
Right, my baby gonna go home. They gonna get a whooping for
mama,
no reason.
You're not them gummy bears. Go to bed.
Go to bed.
You're gonna make me 6 grilled cheeses. Are you gonna give me what? No. keeping this fat dude towel.
You keeping the fat dude towel?
Hell yeah.
It's yours. You deserve it.
Thank
you.
I
earned it.
But yeah, man, that's dope. And I appreciate you coming through.
I appreciate you having
Look,
me.
I know you think we're just talking the shit, but we're definitely gonna be getting with you. Your catalog got me impressed. I saw a lot of things that would look good with my catchphrase, quit touching shit. And I got a whole lot of other bad phrases.
Oh, you didn't peep that I put that on your cup, did you? He ain't peep.
On my mug.
On your water bottle, on your bottle opener.
It's the details. That's where you winning at.
All day long.
Hell
Shout
yeah.
out to New Face. He put a sister on.
Man, New Face.
He be on it. He be on it.
New Face. Don't get enough credit for
he,
the shit he
doesn't.
Do.
He doesn't.
He's one of the coldest niggas I
man,
ever met.
And so humble.
And a lot of people don't know this, though. I'll never say this, and okay. he don't know that I know this, but New Face, you know, like, when I first started doing comedy,
mm-hmm.
like, when you start having fans, uh-huh. like, this nigga always fucked with me.
Yeah.
Like, soon as, from the first time he saw me do comedy, like, when I first started,
wow.
he always fucked with me and shit, so. That's my dog.
That's what's up.
He
That's
was
the
one
kind
of
people.
First
you
people
have
fucking
around.
With me on,
Let me tell you.
On the comedy shit. In the city.
Yeah.
When I was moving around hitting comedy shows every night, I ain't thought nobody knew my name.
Right.
He showed up, he had made me shirts and everything.
Yeah.
And that shit, you know, it's like
That's love.
At a time where you know you
and
just
you
need
that
validation
man,
to pick your
you
spirits up to be
that.
Like you're moving in the right
yes,
direction.
Yes, yes.
It was one of those.
The journey ain't no joke.
Hell no.
So you need somebody to just, you know, high five you every now and
man.
Again. It's like I see you. You're like, do you? Cause I don't see me right now.
Right.
Shit, it's hard.
It be those people though who see your vision.
Yeah.
It's like they want to buy into what you're doing.
Absolutely.
It's like they want to make sure that you get there.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, they're going to come back.
Doing.
Even if you got one shirt, they're going
right.
to come back.
Yeah.
Hey, man, time for a new shirt.
All day.
Shit, give me another
give
one.
Me
and
another
a fat dude
one.
Time.
Yeah.
I done bought 6 of these bitches for him. Come on, dog. Come on. I believe
that's,
me.
That's New Face all day. Like,
right.
he used to hit me up all the time. Like, yo, can you put my logo on this? Can you do this? Can you hook? You know, I'm going to an event. Can you print this shirt for this person for me? That's love.
Right.
And it's that push that you need because now it's like it ain't just about you. It's a village of people that want to see you win. So you got to keep pushing for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that right there, that's inspiration.
Hell yeah.
That's what keeps you going.
Well, shit, I ain't going to hold you all night. I know you're the kid's mama. Drop your social media again. Email, contact information.
All right.
Just drop it for them and let them know where they can get in touch with you at
That's
one more
what's
time.
Up. Yeah, you can follow us on sheprints.it on Instagram. Our retail line is shewear.club on Instagram. Shop with us on sheprints.it.com. You can find customization, logos, signage, whatever it is that you need, but our retail store as well. And of course, you can email us info@sheprinted.com. You can call us 844-777-5900. And you can just swing by the office. We're on 10 Wilson Road, Stockbridge, Georgia, if you're in Atlanta. But we ship worldwide, you know, so you ain't got to be in the A to hang out with us or do business with us. You know, we like to say we offer a professional experience with a friend. So come holler at us.
Well, you know you're welcome to come back to the
That's
trap
what's
anytime.
Up. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
It was
and
a
I
pleasure.
Will be, I will put my order in real soon.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Hey, man, this is 85 South Show Black Business Expo, and we out! Hold up, man. Get a shot of that. Zoom in on that so they'll know which one it is. You got it, Thad.
This man calling me over here at the 85 South Show. Something nice. I am trapped in the studio and I don't know how I'm gonna get something to eat. You know what I do? Pick up the phone and open the DoorDash app. Yeah, they bring you everything, man. DoorDash has something for every lifestyle. On the go with no time to waste, order pickup and pass the line. Delivery is more than just pizza in 2020. With a selection of your favorite flavors from across the globe, you can order world cuisine from the comfort of your living room with DoorDash. So make sure you download the app and use promo code 85South so you can get $5 off your first order of $15 or more. That's promo code 85South. You've got big plans for 2020, but when will you find time to do it all? Order delivery with DoorDash and take back time in your day. We use it. We want you to use it. That's why we're giving you the promo code. And for the people who don't know what a promo code is, it's kind of like a coupon before the internet. So if you go in there and they say enter the promo code, always enter 85 South so you can get the best deal possible. With door-to-door delivery in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can order from your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and the Cheesecake Factory. Get the app. Go to the app store and get the app. You don't have it yet? While we still talk, I got food on the way. What were you saying, bro? Go to commercial.